Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today. We are grateful to have Ocusoft as a sponsor of our show. Since 1986, Ocusoft has served the community with a unique selection of proprietary brands, from dry eye care and protection with Retain line of artificial tears to eyelid hygiene with Ocusoft Lid Scrub Eyelid Cleansers, essential for maintaining healthy eyes. Zoria Skincare from Ocusoft offers revolutionary products for people with sensitive skin and eyes. Thank you to Ocusoft for being the number one doctor-recommended brand of eyelid cleansers and providing patients and doctors with products and supplies to continue to keep our eyes healthy. Okay, everybody. If you caught that early, you caught me doing an eye roll.
So sorry. I'm just being myself.
So Allie does not know how to keep it like
professional.
As we get started, welcome everyone. What a way to welcome you. This is for students by students. So even though mom is the one that is sitting high and
I'm sitting high too.
Allie's a little crazy and we love that about her. And I'm sure all of you, my kids out there that are students, are so special in your own way. But honestly, we love that about you. Remember, those special things about you are what make us amazing doctors.
Yeah.
So as we get started, one of the things that we really love to do, and the reason this all became a thing, so this series, For Students by Students, is something that Allie and I found we thought would be interesting to others, because as a mom who has a daughter in optometry school, and as a daughter who has a mom that's an optometrist, we have these conversations at home all the time. So we thought, man, maybe somebody else would find them valuable. And if they don't, then turn it off. Don't listen, or just listen so you can see Allie act crazy. But we just thought maybe some of these conversations could have some value to you. So Allie brings me questions, some of them her own, and she's allowed. That's okay, even though we just were mentioning before we were on the air that her situation may not be exactly everybody else's.
Yes, and I do know that. I acknowledge that.
But you know what, Allie, even though, and we'll tell you why in a minute, but maybe that's not somebody's situation now, but it could be when they are in practice.
Right.
So it's still something to talk about. Yeah. All right. So ask me your questions.
Okay.
And I'll give you my best answer.
Okay. So the overlying theme for this one is optometry school, just in general. So like, I guess one of the questions would be, what was optometry school like for you 4 years long back in 19, whatever that was. And I don't keep track of these things. I'm so sorry.
1990.
19, whatever. Back in those 1900s, man. Anyways, so what was optometry school like for you? How did you handle whatever year, like what year was your hardest? And how did you handle that year? Obviously, that's going to be different for everybody, but just kind of to let us know. And then, I mean, in my situation, like how did you handle traveling? Thank God, mom traveled. So as I'm traveling from West Palm to Davie, it makes me feel better to know that my mom did the same thing, because that obviously was really helpful when I started and I was like, oh no, I'm going to be spending 2 hours of my day driving or taking the train. But mom was like, you'll be fine because I did the same thing. Don't worry about it. So I guess kind of like that kind of thing. What did you do? How did you handle it? How was it for you?
And what advice that I've given you already, you've decided was not worth taking. Like taking that, I call it, I probably shouldn't tell them what I call that bag, but there's a small bag that has wheels on it. And Allie started having her shoulder hurt.
Yes, because I was taking, because I'm a commuter. So I take so many things with me to school. Okay. I have to take like literally medicine. If I have a headache, I have to take water. I have to take all my food. I take blankets and pillows sometimes.
At least one meal.
Yes. At least one meal. Sometimes two, if I have to stay for after hours. It's like, I have to take so much crap that
all
my,
your books.
Yes. So much.
You
my
had
iPad,
all your books the
I
first
had so much stuff. My backpack was getting so heavy and it was hurting so bad. So mom was like, why don't you take my roller bag? It's really nice. It's really comfortable. Then you won't hurt your back. And I was like, okay. So I took it with me and I felt like an old lady. Okay. It was really
bad. She felt like me.
But I did not. I did not say
she
that.
She took it in the classroom the first time. She comes home that night. She was in tears. She says, I think everybody absolutely laughed at me.
I mean, the first day was pretty bad, but it's okay.
And I said, I don't care. Who cares if they laugh at you?
Well, I mean, granted for you, you only use it in airports. Okay. So it's not like you're using it on a daily basis.
I was a little sensitive about what people thought about me, I guess, back then, but I wasn't too much because really it was just survival, which takes us to your question,
which was
what was it like and how did you make it through it?
Yeah.
And what was the hardest year? Did you say that?
Yeah, I did. What was the
hardest
year?
Did I make that up?
No,
okay.
I said it.
So, you know, I think back and it was a very interesting time of my life and a very interesting time in the school's life. So Nova Southeastern University is where we both go. It was north of Miami Beach at the time.
Okay.
And it was Southeastern University when I started.
So even further south than where I go currently.
And it was in the old days. It was in the 1900s.
So long ago.
So it was 1992. And wow. A long time ago. But what was interesting is that very first year, I think it was the very first year that we were in optometry school, there was a hurricane not even a week after we started optometry school. So we had school for a week and then Hurricane Andrew hit. And for people that know Miami, you know that was honestly probably the worst hurricane Florida's ever experienced. And it was devastating and they canceled school for a week. And so we were in school, then we were out of school. And that first year, Lori and I, Dr. Mazza and I, we were roommates and we had an apartment in Hollywood. So we would stay there during the week and we would come home on the weekend. So we were in West Palm and we didn't commute that first year other than weekends. And then we decided, hey, this is crazy. We are spending so much money in living expenses when we could just stay with our family back home and we can commute together. So we would drive or we would take the tri-rail, most of the time the tri-rail. Mm-hmm. And that was its own circus. Because,
it's still a circus, by the way.
So here's the deal. You guys ask me all the time why I don't like to drive.
Yeah.
And here's the answer. Because I drove so much in that 4-year period.
Honestly.
That I said, I don't ever want to do this again.
That's probably going to happen to me. I'm just saying. It's so bad.
And when we moved back to West Palm, so we left from my residency, as you know, we went to Boston.
Yeah.
Then we lived in Tallahassee for 6 years. And then when we came back to West Palm Beach and bought the practice here, we looked at homes and I told David, I said, I never want to drive again. I want to live right by the office.
Yeah.
And we found a house 4 blocks away and we've lived there
literally
ever since. Yep. Only house you really ever have
remembered.
The only
house that I remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are things that happen when you go through stuff, and that's what happened to me in optometry school. I realized, number one, I never want to live that far away from where I practice and work.
Yeah.
So that was over. I felt like I lost a lot of time with family. But here's the thing. When you're in school, it doesn't really matter because your whole focus is school. And what I gained was every minute that I was commuting, I was studying.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what teachers and people, even the dean at the time, he said, you won't survive if you commute. And I said, okay. So I didn't the first year. And I said, no, I think I'll be fine. And Lori and I commuted and I got my work done, man. I studied every minute. And like you did, we carried these big old igloo coolers full of our at least 2 meals. And you know how I eat.
Yeah.
It was more like 2 meals and 2 snacks.
Yep.
Are you looking for a nutritional supplement to help with your day-to-day vision needs? Look no further than MacuHealth. Recommended by doctors worldwide, MacuHealth offers a full line of products designed to support your vision and eye health. Available through eye care professionals on Amazon.com and directly on our website at MacuHealth.com. And here's the best part. Use the code OME24 when ordering direct from MacuHealth for special discounts. MacuHealth, nutrition you can see.
And
we didn't have money to be stopping or time to go to a store somewhere to eat. So everything we needed for the day had to be in that cooler.
Yep.
Everything. And we even sometimes had to have a change of clothes.
Yes. See? Okay. I'm not crazy. It's fine.
But we found ways to get our studying done. And when we needed a break and wanted to talk or not think about school, we consciously said, this is going to be my break.
Yeah.
So I'll take this 20 minutes, but then I'm going to be back at studying after this.
Yeah.
And you kind of have that ability to give yourself that moment. So that the next moment you put all in, you're all in on studying and everything else, which is one thing we talked about in a previous podcast is how don't merge your moments.
Yeah.
So if it's relaxing time, relax. If it's work time, work. But when you start doing social media in the middle of work time, you've just ruined your work time. Yeah. Just get it done and then do whatever you want when you have free time.
Yep.
And that's the way I like it. I don't like having it all hanging on my in my head saying, April, you still got these 10 things to do.
It's the worst feeling ever.
The other thing I can tell you, and the easiest way for me to make it through, to make it through school and also to make it through life now, I do the same thing today, is I want to know what is it that needs done, and it needs to be written out. If you want to type it into your phone or on your computer, that's fine, but it needs to be out of your head.
Yeah.
And you've heard me say this before. If it's in your head, then it will continue to keep you up at night.
Yeah.
It'll bother you. You'll find yourself being stressed over it and anxious. Yeah. If you want to get rid of anxiety, you have to get the things that need to be done out of your head and have them on paper.
Yep.
On a board, on the wall, on a sticky note, have a routine. Whatever your routine is, just get it out of your head and get it on paper. And that way you can cross it off when it's done.
That and feels the best.
Doesn't it?
It feels so good.
It works. And I graduated third in my class. And I can promise you, I was not the smartest in the class. I know that. And I don't, it's not self-deprecating to say that. It's reality.
I'm not sure we believe her.
I definitely wasn't the smartest. I just worked hard, Allie, and commuting turned out to be a good thing for me.
Yeah.
Because I actually managed my time better because I wasn't right there on campus with everybody. So I was worried that I would leave something out. Mm-hmm. So I was very big about this is what I'm going to do and this is when I'm going to do it. Now,
okay,
back to the toughest year.
Yes. Hardest year out of the four. You were in the 4-year program. I'm in the 5. So it's a little different now for me.
Yeah.
But for the ODs that are in the 4-year program, what was the hardest year for you?
I think that last year before optometry school. So the first year was its own challenge because you have no idea what to expect. So once you get the hang of it. And once you start to understand what the expectations are, that gets a little bit easier. But
yeah.
I feel like the programs are still set up to slowly accelerate.
Yeah, slowly build on each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I feel like probably the last year before you go into clinic and seeing patients is the most challenging. I will tell you the easiest years, and easy is probably not the word to use because nothing is easy, but the most fun, rewarding, and even today were the days that you got to go to clinic and see patients and learn.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I would advise anyone that's a student, work hard in clinic too. Don't let it go. You're not in clinic to get a good grade. You're in clinic to learn as much as you can to be able to be the best doctor that you can be for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And what a joy to be able to be in clinic and have doctors all around you that are really good.
Yeah.
That are paid to help you.
Yep. To show you every step of the way.
That are paid to teach you. And if I were the instructors and your preceptors, is that still what they call them?
Yeah. Preceptors. Yeah. Preceptors.
So if I were them, my favorite students would be the ones who cared to learn.
Yeah.
Wanted to know what I could teach them. And we're eager to take patients and see another patient and see another patient and help the next person.
Yeah.
I think to me as a student, even the students that made me crazy and made me just annoyed were the other students that wanted to go hide in the bathroom when a chart came up.
Ugh.
So they didn't have to see a patient. And yet I didn't get upset about it. I just said, they're going to be sorry one day. There's going to come a day when they won't know what they're doing.
That doesn't make sense. That's
so cool. I think hardest year was probably the last year of studying. But here again is where go back to another podcast Allie and I did about time management and dealing with anxiety.
Yeah.
Think about it this way. Think of it. Visualize yourself one day. School is over. You're in the practice of your dreams. You have a family if that's what you want. You have your dogs if that's what you want. I'm talking about Allison because I know that's kind
of
her dream.
I would love to have lots of them.
A cow. No.
Oh, yes. Cows.
Cows make big poop. Be careful what you choose.
Okay. Anyways.
That's what I always told the kids when they said they wanted a horse or a cow.
You know, I want a pony, Mom. I want a pony. No, absolutely not. They poop everywhere. Okay, great. Thank you.
No, they just make big poop. But anyway.
Moving on.
Anyway, what I would recommend and what I would tell you in remember, all my optometry kids out there, Allie's one of you. And so this is what I do tell her is, don't worry about the moment. Just get through the moment, steady hard, knowing that everything you do today is helping you to be a better doctor down the road.
Yep.
And then when you get stressed out, the way to deal with that stress is, if you need a break, you got to take it. Take a break.
Yep.
Tell people around you when you're stressed so that they can help you and they don't make you more stressed by piling more stuff on you.
Yeah.
Don't just keep it inside. That's crazy. Just talk to people. And then the other thing too is to think about what life is going to look like when this moment is over, because it won't last forever.
Yeah.
And it's here for a purpose. It's here for a season. And you know what your plan is for the future. If you're a person of faith, then you know that God's got a plan for you. And you know that his plan is what you're working out and living out right now. Does that help?
Yes, very much so.
So what was it like for me? Probably a lot like it is for you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I don't remember a lot. Daddy and I, David and I, got married the middle of my second year of optometry school.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The only time when we could have a 2-week break for the rest of my career, I felt like. And honestly, yep.
It was, I think, for like another 20 accurate. Years.
Yep. So we got married, and I think back now, I can't remember anything about our life, his and my life together in that next 2.5 years, other than me getting on the train at 6 a.m. and getting off the train sometimes as late as 8 p.m., going home and having leftovers, studying for an hour or two, going to bed and starting it all over again. And so, I mean, there are times I look at him and go, what was life like back then? And yet I don't have regrets about it. It was what it was. We knew that's what we had to go through to get to where we were going to be.
Where you wanted to be, yeah.
And it's
okay.
You just
had to get through it.
It's okay. It may look like it's never going to be over, but it's okay, because you know it is. You know why you're doing it. And the value and the joy you're going to bring to your patients one day is going to be amazing.
So exciting.
So keep it up. You got this, yes, girl.
We got this, guys. Just keep going.
Thank y'all for joining us. We appreciate you listening. We hope that we're helping you in some way. We thank our sponsors for letting us sit here and do this. And Allie, keep studying.
Yes, every day.
And talk to us if you ever have any issues. I hope she does. If you guys know otherwise, you call me and tell me.
I always do.
And we'll see you next time.